Hi everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Sam.
Yesterday, we talked about some of the annoying people you'll find on social media like Facebook, Instagram, Line, and so on.
Some of these people may be your friends, but that doesn't mean they don't behave in an annoying way.
For example, there's the hashtagger who uses far too many hashtags. Now, hashtags may be useful, but some people just use way too many.
Equally annoying is the selfie queen who posts 4, 5, 6 or even more selfies all the time.
And then there's the gamer. Sam,
yes,
you are the gamer, and you send out invites for games like Farmville or Criminal Case, and you don't put a personal message on them.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Okay, what's annoying is that these aren't personal invites. They are just empty invitations with no extra words. I'm sorry for that.
Okay, well, you can learn something today, and next time you can add some words.
Yes, I will.
However, things are only going to get worse.
Ooh.
Today we're going to meet three more annoying people you'll find on social media. Let's see who they are.
Reading. Okay, time to unfriend you. The Spreader. Wow, you shared another shocking news story? Did you check the facts this time? No? Well, you've just spread another fake story or photoshopped picture. Congratulations. Mr. or Ms. Opinion. Okay, we get it. You're smart, you have an opinion, and you want the world to know. That doesn't give you permission to turn other people's posts into long arguments. We don't want our phones to tell us every time you make yet another reply. Keep your fights private. The Spoiler. You know, I was really looking forward to that movie. Thanks to you, though, I now know everything that happened, because you went to see it before me. Why bother even going now? The same thing happened last month before I could catch up on my favorite TV show. Sometimes, these clowns make us want to quit social media altogether. At least you can switch off for a while so they won't bother you.
So number four on our list is The Spreader. So what does this person do? Let's see. The article says, wow, you shared another shocking news story. Okay, here the word shocking, S-H-O-C-K-I-N-G, shocking, means surprising, often in a way that makes people kind of angry or upset. For example, if someone came into your house and stole all your money, that's shocking, right? It's, oh my goodness. However, in the article, we use the word shocking in quote marks, okay? And we do this to make a joke and say that, come on, this news isn't really shocking.
Okay, 看到课文我们讲的这个第四个讨人厌的人哦，你相信呢，你的 Facebook 上面呢，一定有这种同学最爱转贴那种标题，是比方说13亿人都惊呆了怎么样的新闻等等等。Shocking 这个字呢，就好像惊呆了一样，很让人震惊的事情哦。刚才特别讲呢，像说比方说有人去你家把你的东西偷走，把你的钱全部偷走，这样的事情呢就是 shocking， 让人很震惊的。但是呢，大部分这些转贴的新闻呢都没有让人太震惊啊，都不是什么很重要的新闻。所以呢，我们这边特别用这个 quote marks， 用这个引号呢把它标注出来，开个小玩笑，就是要讽刺这种人转贴新闻呢其实不是这么让人震惊啊。Okay, but why isn't the news shocking?
Well, it may look shocking, but as our article explains, we say,Did you check the facts this time?
Okay, I see. So maybe it's not a true story. The article also says, no, well, you've just spread another fake story or photoshopped picture.
Oh, yeah. So we use this adjective photoshopped, okay? It's all one word, P-H-O-T-O-S-H-O-P-P-E-D, photoshopped, to describe a photo that has been changed, mostly using the Photoshop software. In other words, It's not real.
OK, 大家呢应该都知道 Photoshop 这个软体就是可以用来修图。那这边呢这个用法好像 Google， Google 本来呢是网站的名称，但现在呢我们会说 Google it， 它已经呢变成搜寻的意思，变成一个动词。那这边 Photoshop 是一样的用法，我们把这个软体的名字呢变成一个动词。那 PP 被动呢表示是被动的嘛，被怎么样，所以呢 Photoshop 表示呢已经被修改过，表示呢这个图片不是真的， It's not real. The article also adds,Congratulations.
Yeah, now we normally say this, congratulations, to someone when we want to say well done for doing something good or because something good has happened. We'll spell that word. It's congratulations. It's always with an S. It's always plural. So for a good example, you say, you got a new job?Congratulations! Hey. Having a baby? Congratulations! But here in the article, we don't really mean well done. We're using it in a sarcastic way to mean...You're an idiot. Great job. Congratulations.
OK, 我们呢通常说呢 Congratulations, 你看到这个字注意到它总是这个复数的。那我们通常看到 Congratulations 表示呢庆祝的意思。像刚刚 Pat 举例了，他说比方说你找到工作了或是生了小 baby, 哦非常棒的事情，恭喜你，我们会说 Congratulations. 但是呢这里呢我们其实是很讽刺的说法，就好像刚刚前面呢我们讲说这个新闻是很让人震惊的一样。这边呢我们事实上也不是真的在恭喜你。我们呢是用在嘲笑这种 spread 呢，恭喜呢你又转发一则假的一则无聊的新闻哦。那如果我们英文里面说很嘲讽很讽刺，我们呢会用这个形容词，我们说 sarcastic。 OK, now it's time to meet our next person on the list.
Yep, it's Mr. or Miss Opinion. Oh, I know a lot of people like this.
Yes, yes, yes.
What does our article say? Well, it starts by saying, okay,We get it.
Yes, we get it. Okay. The article also adds, you are smart. You have an opinion. And do you want the world to know?
And this is fine. It's good for people to be smart and have ideas. However, as our article says, that doesn't give you permission to turn other people's posts into long arguments. So here the word permission is spelled P-E-R-M-I-S-S-I-O-N, permission, and it means the act of officially allowing someone to do something. So you might need to ask your parents for permission to go somewhere with your friends,or your teacher's permission to go to the bathroom during class.
OK, permission 这个字呢表示许可、哦、它是从一个动词变化来的。动词呢就是 permit 谁to 做什么事情哦，所以我们 permit 谁 to 去做什么事情，或是你可以用另外动词 allow 这个字呢一样是许可准许你做什么事情。那 permission 这个字呢我们这边用到就是许可，就是它的名词。 OK, yes, I've noticed that people will leave comments all over Facebook just to argue with someone and try to prove that they are right.
Exactly. And they may be arguing with people, you know, they're both your friend but they don't know each other and they're still arguing. And it happens a lot, and because it's social media, we can't always ignore it. As our article says, we don't want our phones to tell us every time you make yet another reply, because of course you'll get a message. It'll be bzzz or bing, you know. Peter has replied to your message, or, you know, somebody else is arguing with somebody else, and they've left another reply. So the word reply, R-E-P-L-Y, reply, here we're using it as a noun, okay? It can be a verb. You can reply to someone, but as a noun,it means to an answer to a question or something someone has said. For example, if someone asks, how are you? The correct reply is, I'm fine, thank you. And you? You could also get a reply to an email you sent.
OK, reply 这个字呢表示回复的意思、哦、这个字呢可以当动词或是名词，例如呢我们刚刚最后讲到说呢回复 email, OK, I will reply, 我等一下呢就会回复给你，或者是呢我们讲名词的说法的话 I'm sorry for my late reply. 真是很抱歉哦，我这个信给你回复完了。那我们看到课文呢，前面呢他说到这个 yet another reply， 就是呢这个手机，因为如果有人回复的话，就会叮叮叮就会想起来有这个通知嘛。那 yet another reply 这边呢就是强调说，哎呀，怎么你又回复？你怎么意见那么多呢 ？OK， so Mr. or Miss Opinion is often arguing with other people on Facebook or Line where everyone has to see it. That's why the article says.Keep your fights private.
Oh, yes. Just go and have an argument elsewhere. Because the word private, P-R-I-V-A-T-E, private, means only involving one person, two people, or a limited group of people, with the topic not being shared by everyone. So if you want to have a private conversation with your boss, it means you don't want your co-workers to know.If you need a private word with your teacher, you talk to them after class, when no other students are there. Now here we mean we don't want Mr. or Ms. Opinion arguing in public on our Facebook page. They should send private messages to the person they want to fight with.
OK， 我们看到呢 ，private 这个字呢，就是隐私的意思哦，它是一个形容词。如果呢，你要用名词的话，你可以说 privacy。那呢，这边我们看到这边用动词 keep 这个字呢，就有保持的意思。我们在后面加上形容词，保持怎么样？例如呢，我说 keep myself fit， 保持呢我窈窕的身材。或是呢，我们这边说 keep things private， 保持呢事情低调，保持事情就是 only between us， 就是呢不要这个事情呢让所有人都知道，你应该要传讯息给他，不要 po 在 Facebook 上面。OK。Okay, time to meet the last person on the list.
Yes, and that person is the spoiler.
Ooh.
And here's what we think of this person. The article says, you know, I was really looking forward to that movie.
Okay, I think I know what comes next. The article says, thanks to you though, I now know everything that happened because you went to see it before me.
Oh, good grief, that makes me crazy, you know? It's like, oh, I really want to see that movie. Oh, I was wanting to watch that TV show and you've just told me everything that happens. I would ask the same question as our article, which is...Why bother even going now?
Okay, and it seems like it's not the first time. Our article says the same thing happened last month before I could catch up on my favorite TV show.
Yeah, someone tried to tell me what happened on Game of Thrones the other day, and I had to hit them with a stick. Okay, now the phrase catch up on is today's shortcut for you. So let's take a quick break and learn more about this phrase.
Hey, what are you doing tomorrow night?
Not too much. I think I'm just going to stay home.
That sounds kind of boring. Do you want to see a movie or something?
Nah, I don't think so. I think I'm just going to catch up on some TV shows.
Have your TV show started running away from you then?
Ha ha, very funny. In this sense, catch up on something actually means to find out information about something after it's already happened.
Geez, I already know that catch up on something means 更新资讯补进度。Do you like my joke, though?
I guess so, if you can even call that a joke.
Hey, it was funny!
Right, I laughed.
Hi guys, welcome back. So, to catch up on something means to find out what you have missed while you were away. We often use this with a TV show. You miss a couple of episodes, so you've got to watch them so you can catch up and see the next new one. And we could also say two friends are catching up on each other's lives after they haven't seen each other for a while.Okay, so our article is starting the conclusion now, because we've met all six annoying people, although I'm sure there are many more types out there. The conclusion starts by saying, sometimes these clowns make us want to quit social media altogether.Now here we're using the word clown, C-L-O-W-N, clown, not to mean someone funny who works in a circus or makes kids laugh, but a foolish person who has no idea what they're doing.
OK, clown 这个字呢，我们中文说小丑，但我们这边说的小丑呢，不是说他很可爱，他很好笑，或者他在马戏团工作，我们是说呢，这个人非常的荒谬。这些人多荒谬呢，让我们想要完全退出社群软体。Together, 我们看到 together 这个字是一起，那 all together 呢，就是全部，想要全身而退，不想跟这些人扯上任何关系。OK, the article finishes by saying, at least you can switch off for a while so they won't bother you.
Yep, and to switch off means to turn off something electronic, although we can also say switch off our brains when we don't want to think.
OK, switch 就是指这个电器的开关了， switch off 就是关上，你也可以说 turn off。 那这边不是把电器关掉，而是指你可以把你社群软体关掉，或是像刚刚 Pat 说呢，把你的脑袋关掉，这样一来呢，这些讨厌鬼就不会烦到你了。 But before you guys switch off for today, it's time to discuss today's For You chat question.
For You chat.
And our question is, have you done any of these things we've listed? Be honest. Okay, Sam, you've already made your confession.
Yes, I've already made my confession. I am the gamer.
Okay, are you any of the other people?
No, I don't do selfie.
Okay.
And I don't spread news.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't do spoiler. It's the worst.
Okay,
yeah, so... I'm just the gamer.
Just the gamer.
Yes.
And from today, are you going to start doing it differently and maybe adding a little personal message?
Yes, I will add a lot more personal message. There won't be any empty invitation.
Let's see. Well, for me, now, I don't hashtag.
Okay.
And I've only posted, like, 2 selfies ever.
Okay.
And mostly for joke purposes, like one in makeup. My wife, who I hope never listens to this, maybe a few too many selfies, and she does like the hashtags.
Okay.
And now I don't invite people to play games. I hate spoiling things for people.
Yes.
I might post like a fake spoiler, you know, just like say something completely ridiculous about it.
Yes.
Like, oh, I love the way Batman turned up in that Marvel movie, just to confuse people.
Okay.
I don't like to argue with people online, so I do stay away from subjects that are likely to cause arguments online. Now, maybe in person, I could be a bit of a Mr. Opinion sometimes, you know. I will disagree with people and I will make arguments, but I'm too lazy to do it online.
Okay.
I'm more likely to do it in person, because then it's kind of like more fun.
More fun?
Yeah, I think people in person, you can actually have a real discussion, whereas if you're just writing stuff, you know, you don't know what's going on, you don't know who you're offending or what they're thinking, you can't explain yourself. Anyway, that's all we have got time for today. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll talk to you again soon. For English for You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Sam. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, time to unfriend you. The Spreader. Wow. You shared another shocking news story? Did you check the facts this time? No? Well, you've just spread another fake story or photoshopped picture. Congratulations! Mr. or Ms. Opinion. Okay, we get it. You're smart, you have an opinion, and you want the world to know. That doesn't give you permission to turn other people's posts into long arguments. We don't want our phones to tell us every time you make yet another reply. Keep your fights private. The Spoiler. You know, I was really looking forward to that movie. Thanks to you, though, I now know everything that happened because you went to see it before me. Why bother even going now? The same thing happened last month before I could catch up on my favorite TV show. Sometimes, these clowns make us want to quit social media altogether. At least you can switch off for a while so they won't bother you.
Vocabulary Review.
Shocking. The following day, everyone was talking about the shocking news. Congratulations. I heard you just got a new job. Congratulations. Permission. Kevin asked his parents for permission to go on a trip with his friends. Reply. I read the email that Paula sent me, but I haven't written a reply yet. Private. When the boss asked to have a private conversation with me, I knew I was in trouble.